So that's true everywhere, but it's especially true along coastal areas where there's been a notable warming of the water. And so when you have a big body of water right next to you that's warmer, it makes it doubly hard to set temperature records. So, you know, that's why places like Cordova and Homer and Kodiak, you know, the places along the southern coast and then the western coast too, places like Nome and Kotzebue, it's just harder to set those low temperature records when you've got this notably warmer body of water right next to you. But what's different this time is for the first time in about a decade, we've seen the waters around the state actually a little bit cooler than normal. And that's been a real big shift that is wildly divergent from what we've seen for the last, really the last decade.
Maybe let's back up just a little bit, though. What actually is going on to make it cold over basically like the whole state, it seems like?
Well, the way in Alaska we get cold air masses to develop is you get a big area of upper level low pressure. And if you can get clear skies, it really maximizes the transfer of heat from the lower elevations up through the atmosphere. So you can literally just get rid of the warmth at the surface. And so that's what we've had. We've had this big upper level low pressure, you know, just parked over the state for a couple of weeks, and it's going to stick around, you know, for at least another week and a half and maybe longer.
Okay, so you started to answer my next question, and I think the one that a lot of people have is how long is this going to last? And it sounds like for a little bit longer at least, huh?
You know, what we see over the years is that when we get into these kind of deep cold patterns, is that they are really persistent. It's not common that you have a 2 or 3 day cold snap. We are much more likely to have an extended cold snap that lasts several weeks. And that's certainly what we have now. We have, you know, this kind of set up around maybe the 10th or 12th of November. So we're about 10 days in, and you know, maybe another 10 plus days to go. So that would be 3 weeks at a minimum.
We talked a little while ago about this forecasted La Nina this winter, that there was a prediction for a La Nina, and it's been fairly cold. And I guess I wonder at what point can we say, like, yes, this is a La Nina winter?
That's a tricky question because, you know, La Nina winters are generally colder and drier, but they're also marked by high variability. So, for example, our warmest winter on record statewide was a La Nina winter. So you can really have anything, but the scale is tilted toward cold. That said, the highest correlations with the cold in the La Nina are typically later in the winter, like January, February, March. So we've had this really kind of classic La Nina set up much earlier than is typical for these events. So far, you know, we're locked into the La Nina, but again, lots of variability, and we may be above normal for 2 or 3 weeks in a row. And you might ask, well, wait, I thought we were in a La Nina winter. And my response will be, hey, there's a lot of variability in La Nina winters, and you know, we really need to wait till the end to see where all the above normal and all the below normal days, when we add them all together, where do we end up at?